The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Did you hear that there was a whale inside the Thames?
Oh, no.
How'd you say there
disoriented,
was...
poor thing.
How'd you say there was a disorientated whale inside the Thames?
Cete seductum ingressum est. Tamisium fluvium. Tamisium, if I'm mistaken the Thames. Tamisium fluvium. Seductum, having been let off or having been seducted, having been by nature or the brain or something, the poor things, and when they all go up on the shore and die.
Think that the Romans ever found any whales in the Thames?
No, but they had dolphins and, they were sea monsters like sharks. They knew of out here at Ostia. All the famous stories of the dolphins at Ostia. Oh, you can't believe it.
Like what?
I mean, the famous story with a boy and stuff that was drowning and a dolphin came along and lifted him up and brought him to shore. Pliny talks about that. It's beautiful.
Can you tell me the tale in Latin?
Well, not the whole thing.
Well, you tell... That's
said,
short.
Mergibater puerulus.
A little boy.
In mari.
In the sea.
Quod cum vidisser delfinus, which when a dolphin had seen, acucur, it ran up, suoque dorso, and with his back, sustulit puerum extra aquam, out of the water, eumque detulit in arenam in litus, to the shore. Ergo est narratio celeberima, qui in vinitro apud plinium nisi fallor, de puero et delfino.
It's a famous story about the little boy and the dolphin.
Which is found, if I'm not mistaken, in Plinius.
They had the
Pius Sextus was also out there. Pius Secundus Piccolomini, and they went out there. He wanted to see, the ruins of Ostia. And the fishermen heard that, and they caught a huge. Well, it wasn't a weird dolphin. It wasn't a dolphin. Like I don't know, a swordfish or something. Ooh, and they had a whole feast for the Pope. So they had
a papal picnic.
Oh yeah, certainly.
So how do you say that? Papal picnic with sharks.
Yeah. With sharks. Cum cete. It's indeclinable. Cum cete cena de symbolis a pontifice est per acta. Okay. A dinner from contributions. That's a picnic. A pontifice est per acta was carried out by the Pope. Oh, he loved it. And they were crazy because they caught this fish and they roasted it.
On the beach?
Well, no, a little at Ostia, like at the ruins today, which is about 3 miles from the beach.
There's like an estuary.
Well, it's the Tiber River going out. But in those days, I mean, his day, 1400s, it's just about the way it is today.
So how would they have had this meal? Well, I mean...
Oh, he describes the whole thing in his autobiography. They set up tents, just like a picnic tents. And ooh, then a storm came and blew all the tents down.
He describes it all.
Pius
II, when he was a pope?
Oh, no, he wrote this when he was a pope at the end of his life. So one of the most readable autobiographies in the world. His commentari, the commentaries of things that happened at his time. Oh, it's so fascinating, you can't put it down.
So what did he say?
And they said, well, God saved us, or I don't know what happened, or the storm went away, or we weren't killed, et cetera, et cetera. And the next day he took a boat back to down the street here.
Okay, how do you say that? We weren't killed during the storm?
Non equi interfecti sumus procella et idioque postridie navem conscendimus et devenimus Romam. We came down to Rome.
What kind of a ship would they have had in time?
These are little boats. They didn't. He didn't need that. Rowboats.
Rowboats.
Yeah, I mean maybe have 10 people. Like one of those things. But they had the mast. They had the three triremes, what they call the three banks of oars. These were military ships. I mean, battleships. But that's a heavy. He didn't need that. He just got into a little thing and. Psst.
When he went back to the Vatican.
Yeah. Seconda Loggia, or First Loggia. This is the 1400s, you see, before the Sistine Chapel was thought of. So all those infamous, or let's say fascinating stories. Ecomnia narantorabeo. I gave the students one of their last sheets the other day from Pius II, where there was a plot against him here in Rome. Ooh, some military people from the different areas were conspirabant adversus pontificem. He heard about it. He had him rounded up and put in Castel San Angelo. That wasn't too nice.
How do you say rounded up and put
rounded up? A collecti sunt. Well, usi sunt collegi et... et proici in Archem Sancti Angeli. Ut punerentur to be punished, well, edita poro, and so forth and so on.
Did the passageway exist? The passageway existed between St. Peter's, well, the Apostolic Palace.
And not the one we have now. I think this is Pius IV. Which is the next century. You have Pius IV's name on what we have today. But there was a thing there, like a bridge kind of a work.
Was Pius II, apart from writing and being a brilliant Latinist, did he do a lot of building during his pontificate?
Building? No, not so much building. He had his poor thing. He was only a pope for 50 to 64, 6 years. But he had this fixation of a crusade. Out to the east, you know, that stuff, and the holy places. No, and he went around Europe. Well, he tried to get a conference of Christian, you know, leaders together, and no one would cooperate. In the middle of winter, he had a thing up, I think, in Verona, and he called, you know, Germany and France, and no one came. Ooh, was he mad. It didn't work. And in the end, at the end of his pontificate, this is 1464, he went out to Ancona. They finally got together and he had all the ships, Venice, you know, and all the contributions of the Christian princes, ready to go to the east for this crusade. And he died. He died looking at the ships in Ancona. And that was the end. He never did that.
So his crusade was a flop. How do you say that?
Oh, yeah. Ad Niculum Bellum Sacrum decidit. His sacred war came to nothing. Ad Nihilum Sacrum decidit bellum.
Was it usual for popes to wander around Ostia in those days and have picnics?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, there's another one he describes incredibly beautiful. He went out to Castle Gandolfo. And he describes the whole lake, and he was in the woods there, and, you know, the two lakes there, your two lakes, you know. And he describes everything, and the Roman ruins in those days, the 1450s.
Nemi and Albano.
Lago di Nemi, and then on the other side. What's on the other?
Lago
Nemi is
Albano.
On the other side, is Nemi.
And Lago di Albano.
Yeah, on this side, yeah. Oh, he did, that's beautifully described. All that stuff.
Nemi was Nero's haunt.
Yeah, and then they find the boats of Caligula there.
Yeah.
In the mud. Mussolini found them. And they drained the whole lake, you know, and pulled them out of the mud into a museum, right out of the mud on tracks into a museum. They were burnt in 1944 by certain people retreating to Germany.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.